ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 24। श्री प्रह्लाद उवाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णो स्मरणं पादसेवनं अर्चनं वंदनं दास्यं सख्यं आत्मनिवेदनम् इति पुंसार्पिता विष्णो भक्तिश्चेद्नवलक्षणा क्रियेत भगवती अद्धा तन्मन्येदितमुत्तमम्। Straight translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him, in other words, serving Him with the body, mind and words, these nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Purport. Sakyam. In regard to worship the Lord as a friend, the Agastya Samhita states that a devotee engaged in performing devotional service by Shravanam and Kirtanam sometime wants to see the Lord personally, and for this purpose he resides in the temple. Elsewhere there is this statement, O my Lord, Supreme Personality and Eternal Friend, although you are full of bliss and knowledge, you have become the friend of the residents of Vrindavan. How fortunate are these devotees. In this statement, the word friend is specifically used to indicate intense love. Friendship, therefore, is better than servitude. In the stage above Dasyaras, the devotees accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a friend. This is not at all astonishing. For when a devotee is pure in heart, the opulence of his worship of the deity diminishes as spontaneous love for the personality of Godhead is manifested. In this regard, Sridhar Swami mentions Sridhama Vipra, who expressed to himself his feeling of obligation, thinking, life after life may I be connected with Krishna in this friendly attitude. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, the Paramahamsa scripture, so meant for those who are Paramahamsas, so like to invoke the blessings of the devotees to speak on this, especially when the service I got few minutes back. So on the order of the senior devotees and the strength of their order, I like to say something. Beg your pardon. So few days before is only Sri Radhanath Maharaj gave a class on real friendship, true friendship. In that, he mentioned a point. The real friendship is the genuine concern a person should have for another person. It should not be a circumstantial friendship. So genuine concern means that irrespective of the situation, irrespective of the circumstances, a person feels good for the friend. So you also hear Dina Bandhu Jagatpati. So Krishna is ultimately a real friend. Suhurtam Sarvabhutanam Yatva Mam Shantim Richati. Krishna is said as Suhurt. There are different varieties of friends, but Suhurt is considered to be more closest. There are Bandhu and Mitras, but Suhurt is considered more higher. Because even though the conditioned souls, we become envious of Krishna, we came down, but Krishna does, in spite of all the circumstances, in spite of all kind of situations, Krishna doesn't want to leave us. So if we seek Krishna's help for us in various levels, first of all, when we fell down from the spiritual world and we come here for enjoyment, and Krishna sees that how the conditioned soul can come back to Him. So Krishna does various things to bring us back. First of all, there are so many different species of life. And during the time of dissolution, all the living entities goes inside the womb, inside the belly of Lord Vishnu, where they don't have any senses, they are in their subtle form. So Lord Vishnu thinks that if this is the case, how they can come back to me? So He brings them out, and also He gives them the senses. The human form of life has the developed senses. And not only the developed senses we have, but also Krishna gives intelligence. But the living entities, they use their senses and intelligence for sense gratification. But the real purpose of this developed senses of human form of life is to serve the Supreme Lord. It is like a person was given a boat and the oar to cross the river or the ocean. But he uses the boat and the oar to go with the current and falling in the cliff and killing oneself. So the senses we have got, the intelligence was given, but still most population misuses the senses and the intelligence of human form of life. So the Lord not only gives the senses and intelligence faculties, but how they should be used, the Lord also provides the manual or the shastras or the scriptures, being a true friend, real well-wisher. And even the shastras may be there, but still the living entities misinterpret them, uses for their own convenience. So the Lord sees even the shastras, which help them to understand. But it is also said that one cannot understand Krishna through mere understanding of the shastras. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. In one lecture, Srila Prabhupada mentions an interesting point about Krishna's personality. He says Krishna, one of the name for Krishna is Adokshaja. So Prabhupada mentions, just like in the English vocabulary language, the first letter is A and the last letter is Z. So anything you think, you speak, you convey is a combination of this letter in between A to Z. Similarly, in the Sanskrit language, the first letter is A and the last letter is Ksha. So, what all a person can think or write is basically between these two letters, A and Akshara. So, if you put this word together, becomes Akshara. So, Prabhupada says the word Adokshaja means Akshaja. Ja means which takes birth, like Pankaja. The lotus comes from the Panka or the stems. Akshaja means that which is born out of these two letters, A and Ksha, in between these two letters. So, anything you speak or think or big scholars read, write, are coming from these two, between these two letters, A and Ksha, Akshaja. But Krishna is Adokshaja. That means, even though you put all permutation combination of mixing these alphabets from A to Ksha, still he is not bound to be understood. Even though you are expert in the Vedic Shastras, all kind of grammar, all kind of, you know, logics, presentation, Krishna is still Akshaja, Ada Akshaja, is beyond the words of your intelligence, or beyond Vedeshu Durlabham, but Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. But when you go to the devotees of Krishna, when you approach the devotees who knows Krishna, who has Krishna, immediately the devotees give Krishna. So Prabhupada said that Adokshaja means who is beyond the approach of the scholarship or the mere study of the scriptures. So Krishna gave the Shastras, Krishna gave the scriptures, but still the living entities either misinterpret or they are not qualified to understand the scriptures. So Krishna, again, with his kindness, comes himself in various incarnations, avatars. And he himself teaches the living entities how they should surrender unto him. But it is also said, just like when a hunter goes to catch an animal, if he goes with the bow and arrow, the animal understands, oh, here comes the hunter, here comes this, you know, person is going to catch us. The animals are inimical towards the hunter. So the animals run away. So sometimes the hunter also uses certain techniques. He catches the same animal and trains them nicely and sends those animals to bring the other animals. So the elephant goes and, you know, the he-elephant goes and brushes towards the she-elephant, and she-elephant goes mad and there is a dig was dug and the elephant falls and the hunter catches. So send another animal to catch the trained animal to catch the other animals. Krishna also, not only he come himself, but Krishna also sends his near and dear devotee who apparently acts and behaves as if of any other general mass of public to become attracted towards Krishna. So, very difficult to get Krishna through the Shastras, but Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. Krishna sent his own devotees, and by serving the devotees, by becoming closer to the devotees, what one can learn through the Shastras for millions of years can be learned within a second or a moment by the Sadhu Sangha. So that is also mercy of Krishna. The real well-wisher is Krishna. One time Srila Prabhupada told one of his disciples to write a painting of Paramatma, how Krishna is situated in the heart as a Paramatma. So, this devotee drew the picture, but was thinking how Paramatma is exactly looks, how he stands or how he looks exactly. So, this devotee came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, that you said to draw the painting of Paramatma, but I don't know how the Paramatma looks or how he stands or sits, how he looks exactly. So Prabhupada said, do you want to know how Paramatma looks? Do you want to see the Paramatma? Then you should perform meditation for thousands of years. Then you perform austerities for thousands of years. Then when you perform all this required things, then Paramatma will reveal in your heart then you can say Paramatma. And this devotee, you know, Prabhupada, he told me to draw the painting of Paramatma. I don't know how he looks. Please tell me how he looks. I want to. So then Prabhupada said, but you want to say Paramatma? Very easy. Prabhupada stood up from his seat and he stood and showed his, he just acted with his hands like this. He held two arms upraised and then two arms below again. He showed that form and this is how Paramatma looks. So, the purpose is that to see Paramatma or Krishna through one's own endeavor, how Krishna looks, it will take hundreds, thousands, millions, if not more, those many numbers of years. But one can surpass all those numbers of years, all those endeavor, all those difficulties, just by in contact with a pure devotee who knows Krishna. So Prabhupada showed how he looks and that's all understood. So Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. Krishna is a true well-wisher and friend. He sends his own dear devotees also. Plus, as a true friend, Krishna also, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes himself and shows how a devotee would behave also. How a devotee, in one verse, Kaviraj Goswami writes about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the most dear friend of those who don't have anything with themselves. The friend of those who have nothing with themselves. So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also called as a friend. So this Govind Prabhu, when he was giving this service, he was telling few points. So I like to repeat because I am just whatever comes. So he said regarding friendship, Nectar of Devotion says, that friendship is one of the very difficult thing to the relationship of friendship with Krishna is one of the most difficult part. And he said that the friendship exhibited by Sudama is far superior. He gave the example of a mundane friendship. The mundane friendship wise, we see the friendship of King Drupada and Dronacharya. When they were in the same Gurukul, they were studying together and they were working together. So, as a circumstance, as a kind of situation, Drupada started extending his friendship to Dronacharya. He said, Dronacharya, you are my friend, we are studying in the same school. When I become, you know, a king, you come to me, I'll give whatever you want. So that kind of friendship he developed as a circumstantial friendship. We are staying in the same place. But when he got the position of a king, and he saw Dronacharya is mere Brahmana, who is a poor person, he could not digest that friendship. So how can I be friend with this, you know, this small person? So Drupad rejected that friendship. And Dronacharya also, he thought that if I have to re-establish my so-called friendship with him, I have to also have a position with myself. So Dronacharya, he also went to the Pandavas and Kauravas. He started teaching the Kurus. And when they become well-versed in archery, and Dronacharya got a position, then he thought, I am eligible to become friendly with Drupad. So friendship based on prestige, friendship based on circumstances is not very palatable. We see these kinds of friendship. Another friendship which people also say, many times this is discussed, the friendship between Duryodhana and Karna. They were so closely, very thick and thin friend, the people glorify this friendship. Karna and Duryodhana are so dear friend to each other. But then Duryodhana becomes so friendly to Karna because Duryodhana knows Karna has the power of fighting, the power of archery. So Duryodhana knows in future I need his help. So again Duryodhana, in order to become friendly with him, he gave a part of his kingdom and made Karna as the king of Angaraj. So he became king of Anga, then Duryodhana became friendly with him. In fact, they say one story that one time in the absence of Duryodhana, Karna was playing dice with his wife, with the wife of Duryodhana, Bhanumati. So he was playing the dice and they are playing this game. And it so happened, Karna is actually winning, Duryodhana's wife, she was losing the game. But even before the game finished, Duryodhana was coming from the other side. Was coming. Then, when Bhanumati saw the husband is coming, which Karna did not notice, so she just got up as a respect. So Karna thought that she is getting up because she is going to lose the game, so she doesn't want to lose the game. So Karna just, hey, why are you getting up now? I have not still finished the game. So he just extended his hand and just pulled her waist belt, which is made up of pearls. So then, because she was getting up hastily to respect the husband, the waist belt broke and all the pearls started falling on the ground and they are going here and there. So then suddenly Karna realized Duryodhana is coming back and he already reached Bhanumati, and Karna felt, now what is going to happen? Now, I hope my friend would not misunderstand me. So now Duryodhana, he looks at Bhanumati, looks at Karna, and Karna's heart is now, is like, you know, what is going to happen now? What Duryodhana is going to say? So Duryodhana, as if nothing happened, he did not say anything. He just smiled at Karna and told, Karna, what do you think? Should we collect all this pearl and string it? Or should we just put it in the basket? That means he just doesn't bother about, he didn't doubt the intention of Karna. He just took it as a detailed thing. The pearls have fallen, let us do something about that. So they say Karna become heart was melted. Now he is a real friend of me. So people glorify these kinds of friendship. But this friendship is based on that you scratch my back, I scratch your back. That I want you to fight for me. People glorify this friendship. But we see the friendship of the devotees who they are having for Krishna. Krishna says, Bhakto Sime Sakha Cheti Rahasyam Hedat Uttamam. That when Arjuna was so much friendly with Krishna, there is no mood of instructing Arjuna. Krishna did not say anything. But then Arjuna changed that relationship. He became Shishyastegam Shadimam Tvam Prapannam. As soon as he became disciple, Krishna chastised Arjuna. You know, Asocha Anusocha Tvam Yanasochandi Pandita. That you are thinking you are learned scholar, but you are fool number one. So Krishna chastised Arjuna because now he is no more friend. But after chastising, he doesn't only chastise. Sometimes the superior may chastise the junior, but if he doesn't know how to correct him, then the chastisement is only become depressing. So Krishna chastised Arjuna, but also he gave the correct knowledge. Dehino smita tehe natyevaham jatuna. Started instructing Krishna about the reality of the soul and relation to the Supreme Lord. Then after instructing, again Krishna saw him as a friend. Now the relationship is changed. He said, Yatha ichchasi tatha kuru. Now you are a friend, you already understood things. Just like when it's a small child, you give them love and they mature a little bit, then one has to be show rod to them and chastise them, correct them. But when the son becomes 15 years old, then there is a relationship of friendship, because he's matured. So Krishna gave the knowledge. Now Arjuna has a maturity. again Krishna revived the relationship. Yatha ichasi tatha kuru. So Arjuna had that relationship with Krishna as a friend, and because Krishna is a true friend, what is Arjuna's reciprocation? That I will perform activity according to your instruction, Krishna. So we see here the friendship of Arjuna and Krishna are very intimate. So Drupad and Dronacharya's friendship is based on circumstance, but we see the friendship of Arjuna and Krishna are not based on circumstance, the eternal relationship. In fact, Krishna says that both of you and me are friends, not only in this lifetime, but so many lifetimes before. Bahuni me vetitani janmani tavacha Arjuna. That both of us coming all the time, we are inseparable friends. In fact, one time when Arjuna was sleeping, even in his breath, he would think about Krishna. He would chant Krishna's holy name, Krishna, Krishna, like that. That was the friendship Arjuna had for Krishna. Another friendship of Krishna, famous friendship, is Sudama Vipra and Krishna himself. So the opposite to Drupada and Dronacharya in the Gurukul, they were friends because of the circumstance. They are studying under the same guru. So Govind Prabhu said another example of Sudama and Krishna himself studying in the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni, and their friendship is not only at the time of the study in the Gurukul. Friendship of Krishna and Sudama went beyond that. When the time comes and Sudama visits Krishna, similar situation of Drupad and Dronacharya and Drupad. Dronacharya came, he was a poor Brahmana, he doesn't have a milk to feed his son, and came to begging for Drupad and he rejected him. And Sudama, similar situation, wife and children, no facilities. So came begging to Krishna, Krishna please help me. He didn't even beg. But the relationship was so sweet. Krishna reciprocated with him so much. And that is beyond the friendship of the mundane friendship. Another interesting thing noted in Sudama and Krishna, when both of them are studying under Sandipani Muni, one day they go for forest for collecting woods. And it so happened, these two friends, they're collecting the woods in the forest for his guru. Suddenly a big storm and rain comes, they caught up in the forest. And the Bhagavatam says, in one hand Krishna is holding, Sudama and Krishna are holding the wood meant for the father's the guru's sacrifice for his yajna. And with this other two hands, they're holding each other's hand. Grahita hastan. So, in one hand, they are holding the wood for the yajna, and another hand, they are holding each other so that they won't lose each other. So, the devotees, when they perform devotional service, when they stay under the spiritual master, there is a mission, there is a service which everybody is given, everybody is told to perform. So, one has to perform their service. At the same time, while performing the service, there should be also a congenial, friendly atmosphere or the mood of taking help from one another, each other. If that is not there, then only the mission of the Lord, only the mission of the spiritual master or the service for the spiritual master, the mission, may cause either pride or it may cause a feeling of that I can do it on my own. And that leads to lot of difficulties. So, once Great Shamanant was giving example that what happened only if a person takes the vision or only takes the load, workload, depending on one's own ability. He gives the example just like long time back in the book distribution marathon, there was a competition going on. So devotees are distributing books and who will come first, and everybody is working so hard. Every minute is counted. So devotees are taking breakfast. It is in the west. And One devotee who thought that I should Samuhadhar come first, I should be announced in tomorrow's score reading, he left ahead, finished his breakfast very fast, and the devotees were thinking, why is he eating so fast? He left and he went out for book distribution. And other devotees who were also eating breakfast, after a few minutes they finished their breakfast, they took their book bag, they went ahead, and they went, came near the shoe stall. It's a winter season, there is snow everywhere, and without shoe they cannot just even think of going out. And they see there all the devotees' shoes were put together, and the shoes laces of all their shoes laces are tied to each other's shoelace. Particularly 30, 40, whatever pairs of shoes were tied to each other, the laces are tied. And the devotees were thinking, my, what we can do, how can we wear the shoes? And they are sitting there and removing their laces practically for half an hour to 40 minutes. And what the devotee thought is that, let them spend their time in removing these shoelaces. By the time I can go and distribute more books, and they will lose their time in removing the shoelaces, then I can come first in tomorrow's book distribution announcement. So here there is eagerness, there is service attitude of what distributing books. I want to come, I want to distribute books. He did not go and sleep. There was a mission, there was a, I want to do everything. But then there is no proper relationship or friendship or a loving attitude towards the other devotees. Then what happens? You are having only the mission of the spiritual master, but in due course of time, we see the devotee would obviously get into trouble. On the other hand, there may be relationship based on superficiality without any service, substantial service. Talking to each other, laughing with each other, so many discussions. But if there is no service or mission in the hand, then that friendship will become only on the level of sentiment or mental friendship. Some time back, we used to discuss a lot, sit like that, just talk. But the other devotee became very serious and he become got a lot of responsibility. And there is rarely any time for discussion or talking to each other. So we went to one senior devotee and asked him, Prabhuji, we used to talk a lot, you know, in the beginning we just sit there and for hours and hours. Now I feel very lack of time and we don't even, you know, are we really, what is happening? So this devotee said that previously we had friendship based on mutual irresponsibility. And now you have friendship even though you are spending less time, but the substantial spending of those time is based on mutual responsibility. So, I mean, Sudama and Krishna carrying that wood for the spiritual master sacrifice, at the same time they are friendly to each other, and that recommends that there should be a mission for us to execute. At the same time, there should be a loving relationship among the devotees so that things will go smoothly. Finally, I'll end this class. We hear many often this story that there was a king and he announced that whoever comes to me for asking for anything, I will give. So many people came and asked big things, but there was one poor man and he said, I just want your friendship. And everybody shuddered, you know. What is this nonsense? You could ask for a bungalow, car, or of course, so many things. You're asking for a friendship. He said, no problem, I just want friendship. And the king was thinking, you know, okay, after a long time, hey, I have one friend, you know, who came to me. Where is he? I want to see him. I want to go to his place. And I say, he's living in a village, you know, in a hut. So king said, I promised him to be his friend. So friend means you should visit another friend's home. So I want to go. So then all the minister, they thought that, you know, this he's going to visit the friend. So, and the king is going to a hut. So they immediately gave him a big house. Then they put a nice road. They gave a vehicle to him. And gave all the facilities what people asked individually from the king. He got everything together. Why? Because he had friendship with the king. Similarly, in the episode of Ramayana, we see Ravana wanted the wealth of Ram or the energy of Lord Ram, want to enjoy Sita. And also he wanted the Lanka to be kept intact. And Shurpanaka wanted Ram himself, but want to kill his dear wife Sita. But we see the great personality Vibhishan, he left his kingdom, everything. He left everything and he came in the sky and told Lord Ram, I am surrendering unto you. I want to do anything. Sarvaloka Sharanyaya. I want to surrender unto you. But then he did not say to Lord Ram directly. He spoke to Sugriva and other monkeys. And Sugriva started doubting. He said, Lord Ram, he left his own brother. How can you put trust in him? He left his own brother and you want the kingdom. So I think we should not trust him and we should finish him off. So Lord Ram started laughing within that. What about you? You also had the same thing. That you want to kill your own brother Wali. And you wanted his kingdom and you are doubting about him. Even if that is the case, I gave you shelter. Why not for him? He didn't say this, but he was laughing to himself. Then everybody gave their opinion. And Lord Ram turned to Hanumanji. Hanumanji was kept silent. So Hanumanji, what is your opinion? So Hanumanji said, my dear Lord, I am not speaking my words for my own glorification. I am not speaking these words in order to defeat the other's opinion. I am only speaking these words for only so that there will be something good for you should happen. Rama Gauravat. So then Hanumanji spoke, my dear Lord, many of them are telling, almost all of them are telling that don't take Vibhishan because he's having all these bad profiles. Friend of Ravan, demon, coming. Why is coming right now? Because you want the kingdom, he knows your power. So Hanumanji said, my dear Lord, Vibhishan is very good. You know, he's in mode of goodness, he's so nice. I am not telling these things because Vibhishan helped me when I was caught by Ravana. That he supported for me. I am not telling for that reason also. I am telling neutral point of view. Vibhishan is a very good person. So in this courtroom, two parties. One party is saying that he is bad, reject him. Another party, only one person, Hanumanji, is saying that he is a good person, so accept him. So Lord Ram either has to take one opinion, either this opinion or that opinion. But Lord Ram proclaimed a third opinion, which is nothing to do with these two opinions. He spoke the third statement, which has no connection with either of these two statements, which only he can do. So Lord Ram said, Sugriva, you are talking about all these, security problem and all those things. What do you think about myself? Pishashan, Dhanavan, Daitan, Prithivyam, Chaiva, Rakshashan, Angulya Matrena, Tan, Hanyan, Ichchan, Hariganeshwara. You bring the Pishashan, Dhanavan, Daityan, Rakshas, everybody from this world, and I can kill them, Angulya Matrena, kill them with the tip of my thumb. I have that power. So you are worried about his security threat by Vibhishan. What he can do for me? So Lord Ram orders Sugriva, go and bring. Anena Hari Shrestha Dattamasya Bhayamaya Vibhishanova Sugriva Yadiva Ravana Swayam. Even if you bring Ravana right now, I will ready to give him shelter. You know why? Because Mitra Bhavena Samprapt. If anybody comes as me as their dear friend, if anybody comes to me as their only shelter, Sakrudeva Prapannaya Tava Smiti Yachate Abhayam Sarvada Tasme Varam Yetat Pratam. I have taken a vow that if anyone comes to me even once as a friend or as a shelter, I have taken a vow that I will give him shelter immediately. So Lord Ram here did not support either the demon, either the Sugriva and their associate, Vibhishan is a bad person, reject him. Neither Lord Ram supported Hanumanji either, that because he is a good person, so I will accept him. Ram did not consider qualification or disqualification. He said, he has come to me, either good person, Vibhishanova Sugriva Yadiva Ravana Swayam. Even if Ravana comes here, if he comes to me, I am ready to extend my friendship to them. So that is a quality of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, that a real friend. Not only Krishna is a real friend, the devotees of Krishna are even more real friend, because they are showing us Krishna and they are practically helping us in our day-to-day execution of devotional service. So with these words, I stop here. Is there any corrections or comments? Gopinath Prabhu, Sanat Kumar Prabhu. Thank you for your tolerance. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.